All right, today's meditation, we're going to talk or think about the incarnation and the birth of the child Jesus. So this is a pretty beautiful meditation. After I'm finished speaking, for those of you who have Bibles with you, I hope all of you have the Bibles with you, you might want to spend some time reading Luke, the first part of Luke, first two chapters, and Matthew, the first chapter. This deals with the incarnation. And in this time of meditation, you may want to focus on these three attitudes: adore, keep silent, and rejoice. The Lord is so good to us, so good to us, that He's given His only Son for us. And this is what we're going to meditate on: the Most Holy Trinity, that has happiness within itself, doesn't need man. Everything was perfect before man was created. Decided to create man, decided to create you, right? God has thought of you from all eternity. He already sees you in heaven with Him. He sees you rejoicing with Him. He sees you happy with Him. But at the same time, well, God kind of sees us that way, okay, the future, and He also sees us now, okay? He sees us engulfed in our miseries and our sins and everything that is taking us away from that happiness, from that union, from that joy, and leading us further and further away from Him. So the Lord had to come into time to save us, to die on the cross for love of us. And He did this by making Himself a little child, a little baby. And the Word became man to bring man back to the knowledge of God. God wants man to know Him so he can love Him. Knowledge is so important. If you cannot love what you do not know, if you do not know God, it will be impossible for you to fall in love with God. This is why it's so good that all of you are here before the Lord, before His Eucharistic presence. The Word becomes incarnate to recall man to the love of God, because man is under the dominion of his senses. God appears in a sensible form because He is smitten with the love of creatures. God makes Himself one with them, becoming man so that He may more irresistibly captivate the human heart, the child Jesus. My dear friends, you may be afraid of God, and all of us do. We have a certain fear. It begins with Adam and Eve. When they sinned, and they knew they sinned, they tried to hide from God. And this is one of the consequences of sin. Whenever you sin, you're always going to feel dirty. You're always going to feel ashamed. You're always going to feel like you have to hide from God. You're going to fear punishment. And this is all that comes with sin. But God, today, in the incarnation, it's a shame that we don't have a statue of the child Jesus here right now. I wanted to bring one and I forgot, my fault. But this is where you're going to have to use your imagination. Imagine the child Jesus in a little stable. This God, this all-powerful, this almighty God, this all-knowing God, becomes a little tiny child, a little babe. For you. And this is what you're going to meditate on today. You, before that little manger, holding the child Jesus, asking Mary's permission, Mom, can I hold that little child of yours? Hold him. Press him close to your heart. Let the Holy Spirit inspire you. Love him, because this is what it's all about. God wants to be loved. God hungers to be loved. When God tries to break into your life, ladies, He's not trying to break into your life to ruin your life. He wants to make your life full. He wants to give you Himself. He wants to give you everything. Remember, of ourselves, we are nothing. But with God, we are all, because there's all in God. And if we're close to God, we have everything. Take advantage of this time to truly love that little child. Meditate on this humility. Look at the humility of God. This powerful God, this awesome God, becomes a little tiny child. He becomes so defenseless, so vulnerable. A child can do nothing by himself. It is so dependent on those around him. That's why he needed Mother Mary. And that's why he truly needed Mary. Because Mary was nothing but love, was created for love. And you as women, my dear friends, you need to contemplate that mystery a lot. You are created for love, and most of you will be mothers. Most of you are going to have children. Learn by right now, in the time that you have with the Lord, and meditate how you should love your children. Someday you're going to hold a little child in your arms. Just like Mary. Think about Mary. How did Mary love little child Jesus? How did she look at him when she first saw him? What were the thoughts in her heart? What kind of joy that she must have experienced in that particular moment to see the face of that child that she had within her for 9 months? Think about her caressing that little child, caressing his little cheeks, his little tiny feet. It's really a shame that we don't have, I'm telling you, it's a shame, it's a darn shame that we don't have a picture of the child Jesus here. You know, little drummer boy, the song, the little drummer boy. I like that little song. I don't know why, but that little song, it always makes me, touches my heart at the end. There's always one line in that song. My favorite part in that little song, he says, you know, the little drummer boy, he goes before this king, you know, he's just a poor little boy, he has nothing to offer. He says, you know, what am I going to give to this king? Walks in here, all he's got is a little beat up drum. His mama Mary, can I play my drum for this, for your son? She nods her head, he plays his little drum, little happy camper over there, drumming away for the Lord. Next thing you know, my favorite line goes, then he looked at me, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. And then he smiled at me, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. Think about that, I've seen Marvel. Ba-da-ba-bum-bum. Then he looked at me and he smiled at me. What? I dare you to enter into this mystery, ladies. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for that our lady give you the grace to enter that mystery. To be able to see that little child Jesus smiling at you. Knowing that you're doing everything you possibly can to please him. This is what it's all about, my dear friends. This is what this mystery is all about. Is to know the love of this little child in such a way that your heart will be so captivated that it'll be conquered by his love, his goodness, his humility, his tenderness, his defenselessness, his vulnerability, that you will want to be there for him, that you will want to protect him just like Our Lady will want to protect him. First and foremost, protect him in your hearts. Don't let sin fool you. Don't let sin deceive you. Think about this. You want to know the ugliness of sin? Think about you're holding that little child Jesus in your arms right now. All of a sudden, you think about a worst temptation you can possibly get. What are you normally tempted to? Think about you saying, okay, ooh, I'd rather have that. Goodbye. Put him away and go for that. Could you just think about yourself just throwing the child Jesus away? Just throwing him away? Holding him and just like throwing him away? Think about him starting to cry. Ooh, that doesn't touch your heart. I don't know what's going to do. Every single time we sin, mortal sin, we decide to throw him away. He humbles himself. He becomes a little tiny child. Riches? Forget about riches. He had everything. He's got everything belongs to him. What does he do? He's born in a stable. Poverty. Total detachment. Nothing. Pleasures? The world is bent on pleasures. All kind of pleasures. Just check the internet. You'll see all the garbage that's on there. How many people in my life, in my short little 1 year and a couple months of confessions, do I hear people coming in half one after another, after another, after another? Their addictions to the pornography on the internet. What does Christ do? Suffering. He chooses suffering. And he's our model, my dear friends. That little child is our model. Humility, poverty, suffering. This is what he chose. And this is what he's trying to teach us. This is what we need to do to get to heaven. You will never leave, whenever you come before the Blessed Sacrament, ladies, you will never leave this chapel the same way again. Never. When you come before the Blessed Sacrament, holiness is going to rub off on you. And the more that you open up your hearts to the Lord, the more of his holiness is going to enter. Desire that little child, my dear friend, and I'm telling you right now in this meditation, you're forbidden. You hear me? You're forbidden to be afraid. You can't be afraid of the child Jesus. You can't do this, right? If you're starting to be afraid looking at the child Jesus, remember my voice. You're not allowed to be afraid. God wants to love you. He wants you to play with him. He wants you to make him smile, right? This is what God is asking of you right now. So don't focus on what is negative right now. Focus on what is negative in the sense that the world, okay, is a sinful world. Satan is its ruler, and it's out there. But this little child, our Savior, what a beautiful thing, our Savior. Look at that little child and recognize him as your Savior, your Lord, your love, your little spouse. Madre Maravillas used to call him Esposito. She had a little statue of him. He was all dressed in white, carrying a big golden cross. Right, my little spouse. This is the little spouse. He's there for you. Okay? And he wants you to have peace. This is what the Savior, the King of Peace, our little King, the King of Peace, he wants to bring peace into your heart. He wants you to be calm. He wants you to be tranquil before his presence. Because this is how you're going to get to know him. Forget about all of this getting nervous and all of this thinking about this and that and the other thing. Just let him love you, ladies. That's all you have to do right now, is think about him. Just let him love you. Let him lead you in prayer. Prayer, my dear friends, is about love. It's all about love. If you have troubles with prayer, ask yourselves if you're loving correctly. Because the more one loves, the more one is going to pray. Because the more we love, the more we're going to want to be with the one that we love. If we don't love the Lord, how are we going to want to be in the presence of the Lord? You're going to be thinking about everything else you love. All your other loves are going to start to come into your mind. God asks Mary for her consent. How about that? Isn't God a gentleman? He asks Mary for her consent. Will you be my mother? Will you? Will you be his mother? Will you take care of him? Will you take care of the souls that he wants to give you? Will you help his church grow? Children, ladies, for those of you, once again, for those of you who are getting married or thinking about getting married, remember, you need to be open to life. The church needs to grow. There are other religions that are they're not the true religions, and they're growing, right? They're having more children, and Catholics are having less children. Do you see how your choice to have children just doesn't affect you and your family? It affects the whole church. The more children that we have, not just having children, but having children that are taught in the faith, raised in the faith, loving the faith, that's what's going to make our faith spread and grow. The less children that we have, the less members are going to be in the church, and the less members are going to be in the church, especially if they don't love God, our religion, little by little by little by little, is going to dwindle away. God chooses her to be a spouse. She consents and accepts all on faith and love, even though she did not understand all. Mary asks for clarification. She doesn't doubt God. That's the big one right there. A lot of us, it's very difficult for us to know God's will for us. Very difficult, very difficult. But we have to ask clarifications. Lord, help me. I don't understand. I'm ready to do what you want. Even though it might cost me, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to abandon everything, Lord. Just like your son abandoned himself into the arms of Mary, I also am ready to abandon myself into the arms of Mary. Mary loves you, ladies. You are her daughters, and she wants to teach you holiness. She wants to help you to get to know God's will. She wants to ping the graces that you need to be able to fulfill that will. That is why it's so important for you to have a relationship with Our Lady. Don't make plans, ladies. You're not allowed to make plans. You can make plans, but don't make plans too far up there in the future. Because many times the Lord, just like with Our Lady, right, he knows where he's going to lead us. Right? We don't know where we're going. We can have plans for this, that, and the other thing, but we never know what's going to happen. Right? Our Lady never expected to find herself at the foot of the cross. But she was there. And when that came, right, she accepted it. She accepted everything. She gave her yes. She gave a total yes to the Lord. And this is something that we have to work on as well, even when the suffering comes. Because sooner or later, and it's most likely, it's when something is unexpected, and that's when the cross comes. For example, remember all, Father Colum's story, we were in the middle of having summer camps one summer, and then boom, next thing you know, everything starts going bad, and he finds out that it's leukemia. Out of the blue, things happen like this. You can think, in the future I'm going to have this. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to have this job. I'm going to have this career. I'm going to have this husband. I'm going to have so many kids. So and so and so. Next thing you know, the Lord is going to take you totally somewhere else. And you have to be ready and know that when God takes you like this, if some one of these little these little curveballs comes into your life, that God is in control, right? He's in command. He's the one leading your life. And if he takes you somewhere on the road where you didn't count on, remember, he's there with you. He's there with you, and he knows that that's the best road, the shortest road for union with him. He's always going to lead you down the shortcuts, so to speak. But you have to let him show you the shortcut yourself, okay? He's going to show you the shortcuts. And pretty much, when he shows us a shortcut, it's not an easy shortcut, right? It's a hard shortcut. Alright, what else? How about the beauty of the child Jesus? I don't know, we'll talk a little bit about the beauty of the child Jesus. We'll go back to him a little bit. I'm going straying off the topic. Look, I don't know about you guys, but one of my favorite meditations when I look at the child Jesus, right, is just seeing him there, so vulnerable. I love that part of the child Jesus, so vulnerable. He's like there, and you know, with us, look, you have to be the one to make the first move. Well, God's always the one, so to speak, that's giving us the first grace, okay? He's there, he puts himself, he gives us the inspiration to look at him, and he's always there. We have to come close to him. We have to come close to that little manger. We have to be daring enough to pick him up. We have to want to be with him. We have to want to love him. And this is what makes our love so fruitful, is wanting to love him. And I'm sure all of you as mothers, you know, you must have this little intuition, you know, and that's just drawn towards children. At least I hope you do. If you don't, you might want to examine your conscience on that. If you don't, all right, I'm not hearing anything about the children, you think about the screaming child, the stubborn child, okay. But remember, you're not dealing with this little stubborn child, okay? You're dealing with this God, okay? I don't think he was ever stubborn in his life, okay? He probably cried, but it probably was even a beautiful cry. Think about our Mary, I tell you, think about Mary a lot, how she caresses the child Jesus, how she must just totally hold him, how she feeds him, how she nourishes him, how she kisses him, how she respects him, how she holds him with honor and love. What else can you tell me here? We have the three magi. Remember the three magi, the three kings. When they went to the child Jesus, we knew they brought their best gifts to the Lord. They brought their best gifts to the Lord and they placed it at his feet and they prostrated themselves before him. Are you guys going to bring your little treasure chest? See the little treasure chest. It was just here in his divine providence. It's got some gold and it's got some, I don't know what this is. It's got some golden pearls and it's got some diamonds and all that kind of stuff in it. Fake stuff. It's a good meditation. The fake stuff. Are you giving God the real stuff or are you giving him the fake stuff? Are you giving him your real devotion or are you giving him some phony baloney devotion? Huh? What's the phony baloney devotion? Oh Lord, I love you. I'm going to do this for you. Next thing you know, he says, oh yeah? Okay, let's see. He puts you in a situation, there you go, running the other way. That's the phony baloney devotion. The real devotion, the real incense, the real gold, okay, the real myrrh, is to be able to say yes, to be able to carry the cross, to embrace the cross and do his will. When you do what he wants, that's when you're saying truly your yes to him. That's when you're giving him everything. Ladies, it doesn't matter the gifts that you have. Maybe you say, well, I'm not smart enough to do things, or I don't have this gift, or I'm not athletic, or I don't have too much ability with this, or I can't speak well, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I can't do that. It doesn't matter, ladies. God is going to use you the way you are. Right? That's the way it is. If you're waiting to be perfect before you give yourself to the Lord, then you're going to be waiting a long time. You've got to start to give yourself to the Lord now. Right? And in doing what he wants you to do, you will perfect yourself on faith. Know that the Lord is calling you to the great things. Alright? Look at that little child. He picked him a little child. Look what he had to suffer. He had to be born in the stable. They had to take him all the way over to, had to run from Herod when he wanted to kill all those children. This was before he was born. He had to take the child and go up to Egypt. They had to take the little child and go all the way to Egypt because Herod wanted to kill him. There were men that were after him, ready to slaughter him. A little child. Men were out there ready to slaughter that little child. And nowadays, my dear friends, don't think there are people out there that want to do away with the little child Jesus. Every day, look at Christmas now, then. Look how secular it's getting. You're trying to take the name of Christ away from everything. Now it's no longer about having a little child Jesus on your Christmas tree. Big Santa. You gotta have big fat Santa underneath there. You gotta get a snowman or whatever it is up there. Everything but the child Jesus. They don't even want to say Christmas anymore. Right? People want to take the Lord away from our hearts. They want to take that innocence of childhood away from your hearts. And this is what you need to regain when you're in the presence of the child Jesus. This childhood innocence. This sweet innocence that makes you more and more like the Lord. Remember yesterday when I was all looking at the mass with those little children, they're all dressed up like saints. To look at those little children, my dear friends, I tell you, as you get older, and you look at those little children, you really see the beauty of what innocence is. You see the joy of it. I don't know how to explain it. When I was with those kids the other day, I tell you, it just made my heart feel so warm just to look at them. And knowing that that's where I'm headed, knowing that that's where you're headed, my dear friends. Right? What comes natural to a child, we have to regain by virtue. Virtue. You have to work on those virtues. You have to become more simple. Stop being complicated. You don't need to be complicated. God is simple. All God wants of you is that you love Him. Love Him. Do the things that you have to do. We need to reflect that in our lives. We need to reflect it with the little smiles that we have. You smile. I'm not talking about a dumb smile. I'm talking about a smile, a sincere smile. A smile that's there because you're happy, because your heart is overflowing with joy. You know God loves you. And when you know God loves you, you're going to smile naturally because you're not going to be able to keep it in. You're going to start to radiate. And that radiation is going to start going to another soul, to another soul, to another soul, to another soul. And that's how you're going to set the world on fire, my dear friends. Our God, this almighty God of ours, is a consuming fire. And He wants to be in us. And He wants that fire to be lit. And He wants it to be flaming, raging. Because the more it is, the more happier you're going to be. And this is why you have the Eucharist right there, my dear friends. Adore, keep silent, and rejoice. Adore the Lord. The little child became a little child, the Emmanuel, to be with us. He died on the cross for us. He made Himself a little piece of, or hides Himself in what looks like a little piece of bread, so He can be in us. He's with us, for us, in us. Adore Him, keep silent, and rejoice. This is what our faith is all about. It's not about a faith that gives us fear. It's a faith that takes away the fear. Whenever Jesus screams, whenever Jesus blasts people in the scriptures, it's always those who are hard of heart. Those who do not have the heart of a child. Those who are simple. Those who are childlike. Those are the ones that He calls to Himself. He even called that little child to Himself and put it before the apostles so it can be the model. He said, look, this is what you have to be like a little child, simple. It's the little ones, the simple ones, the ones that are ready to give all. Those are the ones who become the chance to come close to Jesus. Those who are proud, those who are self-sufficient, those who know more than God Himself, are those who are always at a distance. If you want to come closer to the Lord, if you want your union to grow with the Lord, be simple. Don't be complicated. Have faith. Believe that the Lord loves you. In spite of your imperfections, in spite of your sin, in spite of your past life, believe that the Lord still loves you and He's still working with you to make you that saint that He wants you to be, ladies. Don't doubt the love of this little child. Don't doubt the love of this little child. And then He smiled at me, rub-a-bum-bum. That's when you're going to get those smiles, lady. And then He smiled at me, rub-a-bum-bum. I'm telling you, right? I hope your guardian angels give you that little, just bring that to your mind all over again. And then He smiled at me. And then that little, sweet, innocent, divine child smiled at me. How are you going to react when you see that little smile? What is that smile going to produce into your hearts, ladies? Isn't it just going to melt everything away? Isn't it just going to just take all your defenses away when you see that little innocent child smile at you? I tell you, I was meditating on this the other day, and I tell you, the Lord filled my heart with a lot of graces. A lot of graces. This is what I'm telling you to you right now. And if you're sincere about this, ladies, I guarantee you the Lord will melt your hearts. There is no heart no matter how hard, that little smile, all right, is not going to be able to melt away. So do not fear.